And we've got Steve Bug on the line from Great Lakes Credit Union. Steve, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks, John, and you?
As great as always to chat with you. So if you hear some background music, Steve, it's because I'm seven floors up at the United Center. We're not adding a soundtrack to our conversation. But things are upbeat here in the building. And, Steve, upbeat at Great Lakes Credit Union because you guys all month long are highlighting what you guys do for small businesses, which are the backbone of our economy.
That's exactly right, John, and we're so excited to support our small business community, and we need everybody in all of our communities to support local businesses, not only in November, but all year round, especially, though, on Small Business Saturday, which is November 29th, right after the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, we're all susceptible to clicking a few buttons on our phones and ordering things for gifts, but nothing beats the experience of going to these small businesses, the people that really pour their heart and soul into their craft, and shopping there. I mean, maybe you don't do all of your shopping there this year, but commit to a store or two that you're going to visit around the holidays to help them out.
Right. And, John, I think your first point, very well spoken. Those small businesses are really the cornerstones of all of our economy. And Great Lakes Credit Union is really proud to work with all these local small businesses in all of our communities. And as you know, at Great Lakes Credit Union, we offer a comprehensive suite of business products and services for these small businesses. So they can take advantage of checking accounts, right, cash management tools. We have programs and systems that help them manage their daily cash flows. It can even enhance their operational efficiencies and reduce their costs. And just like a regular consumer member, they have access to all of our digital tools, our 24/7 online and mobile banking service, and we also offer the ability for them to process payments. So regardless of how their customers want to pay, we can process that for that local small business.
That is huge. And that makes the business more efficient, as you said, and that saves some money in the long run for them. In the short term, though, sometimes the business, look, they need cash, right? They've maybe created a side hustle that they love, and now they're going to build it into something that brick and mortar. They just need some more materials to scale up. Do you guys work in the small business loan world too, Steve?
Yes, John, great point. Great Lakes Credit Union does offer several flexible SBA loans to our small business owners. But in addition to that, we on our own offer unsecured financing to help businesses manage any unexpected expense, as you noted. Also, we offer financing for vehicles or for trucks so they can get that small business auto loan with Great Lakes Credit Union. The rates and the terms are very, very, very competitive for them, and we want to work with them so they can meet the needs of their local business.
You use that phrase, unsecured financing, which I've heard before but never quite understood. What does that mean?
So that, great point, that means that you would be able to get a loan, but you're not securing it with any type of asset. So it's really just a signature loan where you're just signing that you're getting the loan, you're going to make the payments, but we're not securing it with any type of an asset, or in this case, we're not securing it with a business asset like any type of operational equipment.
Yeah, we got to come up with a different phrase. Unsecured financing sounds bad, but I think it's a good thing, right? You're not putting, you're not staking your house against it.
Exactly.
You mentioned the auto loan rates, which is great too. I think a lot of this, Steve, is small businesses, they kind of get the grind. They're first and foremost in their communities, right? They know their neighbors. It sort of fits the vibe with what you guys do at Great Lakes Credit Union as a nonprofit that gives back to communities that understands the struggles of everyday folks. It's very symbiotic, GLCU and small business loans.
Absolutely. And I will say I'm involved in a couple local community nonprofits that help support local businesses. And I got to tell you, that's a great point, John, because they do give back to the community. They participate. They're really out there supporting and sponsoring, you know, local school groups. They're very active in those communities. And they know the heart and soul is that community. They're part of that community, and they want to support it just like we do at Great Lakes Credit Union.
Look, banks give small business loans too, and there's nothing wrong with that. And banks make profits for shareholders. And again, that's part of the system that they are a part of in the capitalistic society that we all live in. Nothing wrong with that. But I think a small business that is looking for a partner in this sphere that might want to find something that aligns with the values that they have as a small business while still getting all the benefits that they maybe get down the street, they kind of get the peace of mind knowing that the profits, quote unquote, that GLCU gets off the investments are immediately turned back into the community because you're a non-for-profit.
And that's right. And part of that advantage is we typically will have a much lower fee structure than other financial institutions that really help small businesses. And that's because of the fact that we reinvest back into our membership, and we're not paying profits to shareholders. We simply are reinvesting that back to the membership in the term of better competitive rates and lower fees.
As part of this, Steve, do you guys make an effort, I'm sure you do, to make sure that loans are, I don't know how to say this, equitably distributed in a way that some other groups that have had gatekeepers not allow loans to them in the past or maybe looked the other way, that you guys really make sure you check on that and make sure there's not preferences based on things that have closed the door for other loan seekers in the past?
Absolutely, and that's the key to our team. They work with all of our small business members in a variety of our very diverse communities that Great Lakes Credit Union serves, John, and we want to customize a program for them. So our team will sit down, look at the best opportunities that they can take advantage of, whether it's on the lending side, maybe it's on the deposit side, or on the treasury management side. And as you know, we serve a very, very diverse community across Chicago, and we want to support those businesses in that community. And a lot of times, John, we find that these small businesses need some guidance. They need somebody to sit down and talk to them about what's the best way to build the budget for their business. What are some of the things that they can do to save some money? And how can we give them the tools and resources they need to be really more economically focused on how they can make that small business thrive in that community?
I just want to leave with one last thought, Steve, the idea of who should be calling you or reaching out. Is it a business that just has a budding idea? Maybe they're not going to get a loan from you right away because they don't have anything started yet, but can you at least have conversations with people and kind of at least guide them through that process, even if they haven't quite jumped into a full business plan yet?
Yes, we've helped some individual business owners develop a business plan, and we'll help them on budgeting and set that up and giving them advice and giving them referrals to other sources. So CPAs, folks that are experts in tax, that can really help them understand what they need to set up a business. And there's a lot of local economic development groups that also will help small businesses build that business plan that then they can use when they're applying, for example, for an SBA loan. Maybe they've never had a loan. They're a new startup business. We'll help them get to that point where they're going to submit a great business plan so that they can get considered and approved for that SBA loan.
I love that. So if the business is a seed or a sapling or a sequoia, they have a home at Great Lakes Credit Union.
Yes, and a lot of times, John, they'll start out very, very slowly. They may have the business from home, and then they'll look at that facility investment later on, and we're there to help them through that journey.
All right. And you can steal that seed, sapling, and sequoia line. I just came up with it, Steve.
I'm going to write that down for our marketing team, John.
Yeah, well, I want a cut of that. Just donate it back to the community. We'll tell you that. Steve Bug, as always, good to talk to you, my friend.
Thanks, Johnny. Have fun tonight.